This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is more PPP money in the relief bill that Congress passed yesterday. Should answer at least one of the questions small business owners are asking themselves. How many of my employees can I keep employed? But there are a whole bunch of other questions they are asking themselves too, those small business owners. Can I do business safely? How long can I stay in business? And for some of them, am I even in the right business? Marketplace's Justin Ho has this story of a small business owner in South Carolina who changed up his company and wound up thriving.
When the pandemic started, Sherrard Duvall realized that his video production company, OTR Media Group, was going to have a hard time producing short films and feature-length documentaries.
You know, we got associate producers, we got camera guys, we got audio guys, we got lighting guys, grip guys, you know. It's very hard to do that distance.
All of the work the company did fell off a cliff.
You know, in June, I was sweating bullets.
Duvall tried to keep his business alive. He applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan in March, but like a lot of minority business owners, he kept hitting dead ends. When I talked to him in June, Duvall said he had submitted 7 applications without any luck.
It's been a 3-month slog and struggle, and it's frustrating is probably the best word to describe it. Upsetting, really.
So Duvall turned to nonprofit groups for advice, and the answer he kept getting was to pivot.
They were always saying pivot, pivot, pivot. And I was like, you know, what? You know, to be honest with you, Justin, it was pissing me off at one point.
Because he had no idea what the company was supposed to pivot to.
When you're talking about someone like us, who's a service-based business that has a specific model, particularly based around media, you're already doing all the things that you're good at.
But then the light bulb went off, and he realized the pandemic had created demand for video work the company hadn't been doing. Building and installing live streaming equipment.
You know, we did end up pivoting, and that pivot really saved us.
OTR Media landed gigs with a church and a synagogue. It started helping teachers set up home studios and producing videos for universities to use in online lectures.
It saved our business. There's no doubt about it. You know, I was joking with my accountant, and I was like, had it not been for that, I really don't know what I would do.
Business had already started to improve by the time Duvall finally got a PPP loan in July. He says he spent it within days, paying staff and settling utility bills that were long overdue.
Which freed up our ability to go, okay, now that we're making more money, now that some of that debt is gone, let's look at recalibrating selling and advertising. Let's look into doing the website.
Duvall says all of the company's business has started to bounce back. The company's more robust now, but getting there was not pleasant.
When you're not sure how you're going to pay anybody and you're 3 months behind on bills, you know, I don't see how you see that as a positive at all, you know.
Even though Washington has authorized more Paycheck Protection Program money, Duvall says he probably won't apply. He doesn't feel like going through that process all over again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.